Cereal Box presents Tremon 10, The Complete Season 2. Written by Ellen Kushner, Tessa Grattan, Joel Durfner, Paul Whitcover, Marianne Mohan Raj, Rachelene Maltese, and Aliyah Dawn Johnson. Narrated by Nick Sullivan, Catherine Kellgren, and Sarah Mallow Christensen.
Hello. I'm Catherine Kellgren, and this is Tremon 10, Season 2, Episode 1, Convocation, written by Ellen Kushner, narrated by Catherine Kellgren, Nick Sullivan, and Sarah Mallow Christensen.
Dionne, Duchess Tremon 10, went to the Crescent Chancellor's annual convocation for the opening of the Council of Lords to do three things. To select a new lover, to seek out a new swordsman, and to show the ambassador from Chartle her shawl. The nobles of the city had already begun to gather in the formal reception chamber of the council hall. The high-ceilinged room, swirled with the colors of their flamboyant dress and jackdaw chatter as they exchanged greetings and gossip after a summer away from the city at their country estates. Nicholas, Lord Gayling, the elected Crescent Chancellor of the Council of Lords, stood on a dais at one end of the hall to greet the arrivals. Gayling's lady wife, Clara, had finally died of her lingering illness over the summer, and many took the opportunity to press his hand and murmur their condolences. The Crescent Chancellor was flanked by his colleagues of the Inner Council, Lord Ranulph Lassiter, the Raven Chancellor, Secretary to the Council, Gregory, Lord Davenant, who held the post of Dragon and oversaw finance, and the Dukes of Carley and Hartsholt, members by tradition of the Inner Council that presided over the whole. The chancellors were resplendent in their robes of office, sumptuous blue velvet with the insignia of each one embroidered on the chest in gold thread, the crescent, the raven, the dragon. Only the serpent chancellor was not present, but everyone knew that Arlen always came late. Behind Lord Gayling, his latest lover, Lord Asper Lindley, stood smiling and nodding, looking for all the world, as Lord Nevelson put it to his friends, like a debutante receiving guests at her first ball.
"Which, I suppose, in a way, is just what he is," Nevelson said acidly. "Heaven only knows what this council season will be without Lady Gayling's moderating influence."
"Did Lady Gayling have a moderating influence?" Lord Adrian Baroon asked. Like the other men who stood with him in the hall below the dais,
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"